Earl O'Gara was supposed to take $670,000 from the city and use that money to pay its insurance premiums, but he never did. And it turns out he had troubles with other clients, too. Troubles that landed him with an 11-count complaint from the state insurance department. O'Gara and his company, Hybrid Insurance Agency, had until today to respond to the complaint, but neither did. So the state took away O'Gara's license, and they took away the license of his company, too. He now has 60 days to ask the state to reconsider. But O'Gara's troubles don't stop with the state insurance department. State economic development officials say he's defaulted on a $100,000 loan. Lenders on a home he owns have foreclosed. His Middletown restaurant is shuttered. And federal prosecutors are looking into his business dealings with the city and its treasurer, Adam Cloud. O'Gara hasn't responded to requests for comment, but he did give a one-on-one interview this week to NBC Connecticut's George Colley. In it, O'Gara said he wasn't able to comment on the city's missing money. He also said he's not been sent a federal subpoena, like the city and the state have. Both have had to send documents to federal prosecutors by today. Despite what appears to be an overwhelming crush of bad news for O'Gara, the businessman says these kinds of troubles come with the territory.
I think when you do business in a city like this, and you do it well, this is what happens.
Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.